Okay. Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol liyevet v'ram.
Siyata d'shmaya, I'd like to begin with something that I mentioned to a few individuals last night after Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. I'd like to start with that and then to bring in a beautiful, beautiful shtickel by the Divrei Yatziv and the Sefer Yitziv Piskam by the Heiliger Klosemuger Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So let's begin with a machaber, a writer, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, in Hilchus Nefilas Apayim and Rachayim, Sima Kuflam and Aleph, Sivov. Nogu Shalolipol Apneim Betu Bov, Velo Betu Bishvat, Velo Berosh Chodesh. As the minig is, we don't have Tachanun, no Nefilas Apayim, Tu Bov, nor on Tu Bishvat, nor Rosh Chodesh. So here we have a Tu Bov. And now, two bav, let's keep in mind, the Mishnah, Tainis, Chavav, Amud Beis, Amar, Rav Shimon, Gamliel, the Hayom, Tovni, Yisroel, Kechamish, Asa, Rav, Kiyom, Kippurit. So we're talking about a Yontif, which is even mentioned before Yom Kippur. But however you're going to be Medayek, why it was mentioned even before Yom Kippur, Sof Go Sof, it's Bechodem, Machsamas, and it was together, it's in the same breath as Yom Kippur. And Ha'ena, Chanami, the Hemshech, HaSugya, and Tainis, the bottom of Daflam, Amud Beis, questions. Bishlam Yom Kippur. I understand Yom this by Slich Mechila. Yom Shenir Boluch Hashniyas. Ella Tubav Mai. What's the big deal about Tubav? And then we have an ensuing six opinions in the parallel sugi as well. Mabamasu Kuf Chaf Aleph. Six different opinions. What they give? Valda Kite of a Tubav and the Shagasari and the Gemur Sari and others. They're all bothered. Tubav, you put it on par with Yom Kippur. Mitzad Bechina Achas and the other, and nobody knows why. But I'll call upon him six different opinions. Now each of these are very, very choshuv. Lamaisa, Shvotim were now mutar to go in and marry one another. Sheva Binyamim, Musuta Lava Bakal, Ninu Haruge Beta, the Kivura, the Messiah Matzim Rocha, the different opinions that are cited in the Gemara Givaldik, Tubav is a Maradika Yantif. And right in the same breath, the Machaber puts alongside Tubav, where we know the woman who came out, we had Shaduchim, we had Givaldikai together in the same discussion at Tainis with the Yom Kippur. We have a Tubav, Rosh Chodesh we know, and here right in between the Tu Bav and Rosh Chodesh Tu Bishvat. And what do we have Tu Bishvat? A few Chassidish Rebbes that make a Tish of Tu Bishvat. So there's no Tachan Tu. How many people know what Tu Bishvat's all about? Here in the same breath as the Tu Bav, what's going on here? Fiani is 19. That's a Vada Gishmak that they're in the same breath. And because we have a Machlaikas and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Sugi goes on to Yud Aleph and Aleph Machlaikas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Lazar always highlights, always turning the Svala in Chodesh Tishrei. Lazar says, but Tishrei Niva Olam, but Tishrei Nigolo, but Tishrei Asid in Ligol, that's Yerachai Sonim, that's an Elvisa born. And if Yeshua's colleague is Marplukte, no, he turns the spotlight rather in Chodesh Nisan, Benisa Nigolo, Benisa Asid in Ligol, the world was created in Nisan. So we have a Machlaikas, the famous Balei Machlaikas of Lozer and Rabbi Yeshua. Along comes the Balei Yataisis. Later on, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Zayim and Aleph, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Eilu Ve'Eilu Divlekim Chayim. Avada, we hold both. Elawad, this one's talking about Olam HaMachshava. This one's talking about Olam HaMaisa. The Hainu, Rabbi Lozer, is talking about the Olam HaMachshava. He focuses on how it was also B'Machshavto to create the world with Midas HaDin. So he focuses on what? On the Yemei HaDin. He turns the spotlight on Chodesh Tishrei. Shaykin Rabbi Yeshua, he is from the school of thought, the Beis Hillel, and he is always looking at Chesed, he's looking at Rachamim, he's looking at the Olam HaMaisa. La Maisa, we got out of the Gula and Nisan, we're now looking at Machshava, we're looking at Maisa, and that stems with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, as the Arizal, as Rav Tzadik and others write. Beis Shammai is always Midas Adin. That's why Beis Shammai is a Seitaras Chakeva. Beis Shammai, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai, Lasalovo writes the Arizal, because we're going to go back to the original Machshava, that also the Machshavto, that the world will go ahead and run with Midas Adin. Bereshis Bara Elokim Midas Adin. Now we bask in Beis Hillel. Erev and Yud Gil Amud Beis. They're the Anovim. They're always Machtim. They preface always their words with the words of Beis Shammai. We know that Hillel is all about Gevaldi Gechesed, the Sugya. Shammai Slam and Aleph. Am and Aleph. He's Mekabel. The Ger Shammai is Tochvo Ba'amos Habinyan. He pushes him away. He's Midas Adin. Shammai Midas Adin. Rapaskin Beis Shammai. Midas Adin writes the Vilna Gaon is always associated with Machshava. What is Din? The way things ought to be in the Olam HaNister. What's your hidden component? Your Bechinas HaMachshava. That's a concealed part of you. when Machshava makes it mikoach lepoel, and it translates into action, and makes it to the world of actualization and materialization, that's the Olam HaMaisis, a Tishrei, the Chodesh of Din, that's the Bechinas HaMachshava, that's the Bechinas HaNistar, Mashenkin, the Bechinas HaMaisis, that's Chodesh Nisan. So it's very geschmack. What is Tu B'Av? Tu B'Av is the 15th day of the 5th month after Nisan in the Olam HaMaisis, and what's the Hagbola, what's the parallel to the 15th day of the 5th month after Nisan in the Olam HaMaisis? What would be the 15th day of the 5th month after Tishrei and the Olam HaMachshava? That would be Tu B'Shvat. It's very geschmack. Dehainu al pi Rabbeinu Tam. Nisan is in the Olam HaMaisa. Tishrei is in the Olam HaMachshava. Tu B'Av is the 15th day we make a Yotiv after the in the 5th month of Chodesh Av, the 5th month after Nisan in the Olam HaMaisa. What is the parallel to Tu B'Av? It's in the same breath, it's in the same line, the same Achaber. Because it's Mamash Dezel B'Zach. This is Gevaldik at Tu B'Av in the Olam HaMaisa. What's the Olam HaMaisa? The woman going out. Woman going out in public. Gevaldik Chasanas. It's all in public. Vepumbe. Everyone's celebrating. Where's Tu B'Shvat? Tu B'Shvat is always Nistar, is always hidden. We don't know all the reasons of Tu B'Shvat. There's so much going on behind the scenes. Tu B'Shvat, though, is the parallel. If you're looking at Tishrei, the Olam HaMachshava, the Bechinas HaNistar, the 15th day of the 5th month after Tishrei, in the Olam HaNistar, the Olam HaMachshava is Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, Mamash Zem Magbil Lezeh. And it's very geschmack. And Mela, that's why we know that the way trees communicate, it's the world, it's a silent world. Great book came out in 2015, translated from the German, Peter Wohlleben, The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, gives new meaning to the whole posuk in Shaftim, Parachot Posuk Yates, Ki Ha'odav Eitz HaSodeh, a man is likened to a tree. I'll just read you from the blurb in the inside cover, A Tree Social Beings, in this international bestseller, forester and author Peter Wohlleben convincingly makes the case that yes, the forest is a social network. He draws on groundbreaking scientific discoveries to describe how trees are like human families. Tree parents live together with their children. They communicate with them. They support them as they grow. They share nutrients with those who are sick and struggling, and even warn each other of impending dangers. This is the hidden life of trees. It's Nistar. Sichas Ilona, Sukko Chalchesam Adala from Yochanan Mazanka. He was a Boki. And Sichas Ilona is how they communicate. And he describes in the book how they communicate by scent. They share aromas with one another. A silent language of the trees. Amanit silent. This is Torah Sanistar. Tu B'Shvat is Torah Sanistar. There's barely anything in Nikla about Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Av, we have a whole Sugi and Shas about Tu B'Av. Because this is Olam HaMaisa. 15th day in the 5th month after Nisan and the Olam HaMaisa. Tu B'Shvat. This is Yontif HaRisal. The Kadmoinim Achuli, the Mekubola make a big deal of Tu B'Shvat. This is Torah HaNistar. This is the concealed. This is Chelek HaMachshava. We don't look at Nisan. We look now at the Hakbalah, which is the 15th day, the 5th month after Tishrei, and the Olam HaMachshava. And now we get to a Klausenberger. We had the Diak, we know the Chidush Yerim, and the Bnei Yisrael, and the Marv HaShemesh, and many others talk about, and then Machlokes in Rosh Hashanah, the Beis HaMelech, Rosh Hashanah, Elon, Echad B'Shvat, Kidivrei Beis Shammai, Mashenkin Beis Hillel, Omer Mitz Tu B'Shvat, and Frek Develt, the Kasha, all these Gedolei, Chasidus, and Machshova, what's Kidivrei Beis Shammai? Tell me, Divrei Beis Shammai, or Beis Shammai Omrim, what's Kidivrei Beis Shammai? Alawat, Givaldik, Shemi Givaldik, listen to a Klausenberger. He starts with the Bnei Yisrael. This is the din of a rebbe in his mamorim achotchei tomas va'av and maimer dalid. Now listen to the shtickle on Os Beis Gimel. Writes the Bnei Yisrael. You know the Gevaldik Kaida Tu B'Av. What do we know from the Gemara and Sota? Now, based on all of my cotton, your chesam, based on henchin, chav, based on base, ben yom, komi, and tuyas of lot, machriz and ola, milamala, bas ploni, la ploni, she can have a gavaldika chasna, but what's one of the aspects of the celebration? That we had the shinuch already announced, it's a bashert 40 days before. Zogdi b'nei yisoscho, you know what's so special about Tu B'Av? Because state in medrash and viyakaraba parsha chavtes and osalif, and one was the bria solam and chavay elul, the haino hayom harasolam, rosh hashanah, the first day in Tishrei is the birthday of Adam and Chava. That means 6 days previous, Chav Hei Elo was the beginning of the world. So Abishter had to give an announcement. What was the announcement? That I'm going to create the world. Mem Yom Koni Yatsiris Avlad. What's 40 days before the 25th day of Elo? That's Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is a Yantiv. It's the Mem Yom Koni. Zogde Yitzit Piskan, the Helik of Klozim Agarebo. I'll be the B'nai Yisoschar himself. That's very geschmack. That's if you're looking at Tishrei. That's if you're looking at the Olam HaDin. If you're looking at the Olam HaMaisa, you're looking at Chodesh Nisan. If you're going to hold like Rabbi Shua that the world came about in Aleph and Nisan, then that's the birthday of Adam and Chava Aleph and Nisan. That means we go 6 days previous. That means Chofei Adar. So what's 40 days before Chofei Adar? 40 days before is Tesvav, is the 15th day of Shvat, is Tu B'Shvat. Just like the Menei Soschot, this is the Mem Yom Kuni Yitzchus of Lod, Machris and Olam HaMalas. Sakti Klozim Agarebi Geshmak. And when it comes to Beis Hillel, we understand 40 days before. That's why they hold Tu B'Shvat, but it doesn't work according to Beis Shammai. That's why they hold. There's no big deal. It's not. We don't hold. Why? Because we're looking at the Olam HaMachshava. Because Beis Shammai is Din, Beis Shammai is Machshava. We're not looking at Nisan, so we only have Tu B'Av. In Beis Shammai's world, the only Mila is Tu B'Av, which is 40 days before Chafei Elul. They don't look at Olam HaMaisa, that's Beis Hillel. And Eila, that's Kid Divrei Beis Shammai. They don't have Echa B'Shvat. I don't wait until the 15th day. God waits until the 15th day to make sure it's going to be a 40-day previous announcement. But if you don't hold to that, I'm looking at the Rosh Chodesh Shavuot. I'm looking at the first day. The reason they don't go with Tesvav is because I'm not holding Shammai Stamazai holds that it's Minas Adin. It's all about the Lozer who is Mitamide Beis Shammai. That's what we see from the Sugan Shabbos Kaplama Nebud Beis. We know that he was Mitamide Beis Shammai. So they look at Echa B'Shvat. How come they say and all of Shas that we look at Olam HaMachshava at the Olam HaDin, we don't look at the Olam HaMaisa. So 40 days before Chofei Adar means nothing to us. Other than they go with the beginning of the month. The beginning of the month is going to be Rosh Chodesh. But it gets better than that. Zok to close a rabbivite. So we know Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozer is mitamina be Shammai, and Rabbi Yeshua is mitamina be Hillel. And we spoke out in the past the Shem Yishmol and Yoni Rosh Hashanah, Hadaf Yuvtes and Chav that its merumas already in their names. We mentioned in a Tuesday night cheer the Siach Yitzchak and the Siddur Hagro, the Ishe Yisrael, Ezra's Avoseinu Atu Meolam. When it comes to Avoseinu, it's Ezra's. But what do we say when it comes to the Bonim? I know Mogenu Moshia. There's a difference between Ezra and Yeshua. Ezra writes the Siach Yitzchak, writes the Shem Yishmol. When you help yourself, God's going to help you out. You did what you needed to do. God will be Messiah. The Sigimo Vatziel Amad Beza Zopta Zovimo. You're taking out your own groceries. Abster says another Yid has to help you. But if you're not doing anything, that's not an Ozer. That's a Yeshua. Vayosha. We were Halolo Ovdei Avodah Zarah Mem Tashanitum, and still the Abster took us out. That's a Yeshua. The Ovus, they were Zoicha to Ezra. Because they did what they needed to do. It's like the Siach Yitzchak. They got Ezra, Savaseinu. But the Banim Achareyah, no, by them it was Moshiach. And they got a Yeshua. They weren't Zaycha. They didn't get Ezra. They didn't do the requirement. Amela by them, that's Melech Ozer Moshiach. Ozer to the Avos, and Moshiach to the Banim. That's the Siach Yitzchak. That's the Shem Yishmol. That is Midas Adin. Midas Adin says you do what you needed to do. Abishur's can help you out. Rabbi Yeshua says what? Yeshua, look at his name. Kishmo Kachu. Yeshua's Yeshua. He looks at Nisan, he's mitamid beis Hillel. I'm looking at Chesed, I'm looking at Rachamim. Rabbi Eliezer, Kishmo Kachu is Eliezeri. My God is going to be Ozer. What is my God going to be Ozer when I do what I needed to do? So listen to this clause of Magrebi. We have a Machlaikas. Sanhedrin, Tzadi Zayin and Beizin, Perichelik of Sanhedrin. Lozer says, Em Yisroelos and Tshuva Nigalin Vimlave Nigalin. You want to have a Geula, you have to do Tshuva. If you don't do Tshuva, you're not going to get out. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's he going to do if Klaiso doesn't do Tshuva? He'll be Mamin Aleya Melech Kahaman V'Yisroelos and Tshuva. Writes the In Yaakov, he brings the riff. What's the pshat? Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is, we don't need a Tshuva Malyasa. As long as we stop sinning, the Hainu Hashem sends us, whether it's Iran, whether it's North Korea, Hashem sends us a scary melech, a scary king, and we stop the sin, even if we don't do tshuva shleima, still we give his zachah to gula. Zach to close the megarabah. It's mamash l'shitas, and Lozer is minas adin. Minas adin says, God's not going to bring us Yeshua unless we do a tshuva mayasa. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm not looking at Tishri, I'm looking at Nisan. It's a chodesh of Nisim, of Yeshua, of Ayosha Hashem. Even if you don't do it, even if you don't do a tshuva mayasa, just stop sinning and I'll bring in gula. That's mamash them l'shitosav. So Yeshua says, I look at the chesed of Rachman v'chodesh Nisan. As it says, I look at the din. So now it comes out very geschmack. Frank the Klaus of Agarabba. Let's go back to Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph and base to the Machlekes. Our Reb Lozer says, Why do I focus on Rosh Hashanah? Tikka b'chodesh shofar, and by Yom Hu Yitaka b'shofar gadol. Since we have a gezeirah shava shofar shofar, amela, it's going to happen when what? The geula will take place. Yitaka b'shofar gadol in the month of Tikka b'chodesh shofar in the month of Tishrei. Now Sheikin, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Pasuk says lel shimurim lel hamashumur uba, and that's going to be mashumur legeula. Says Dr. Rashi. See, he focuses on Nisan. Frech the Turei Evan, if Elaz is learning a Gezeirah Shofar from Shofar, that means what? If the Gula is Shofar Shofar, that means the Gula is going to take place on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Tikka b'chodesh Shofar, it's going to happen on Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be what? On Pesach. How could that be? We have the Segun Erev and Mem Gimel. We have the Shiloh, the Bayah, the Lov Shetav, Techumen, and Issa Techumen, the Maila. How can Eliyahu Navi, how can Mashiach come from above? How can we have a Gula on Yontif? We can't have it on Yontif. A Shabbos and Yontif, the Issa Techumen, what's going to be? As is at the close of Megareba, we can answer Ali Rabbi Yeshua. According to Allah, who looks at Shofar, Shofar, and that's going to be Rosh Hashanah. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, says Nisa Nigalu, who was the Goel Umoshiach by Pesach time? Was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was already down here. So Hashem could send Eliyahu Mashiach before the Gula. It just means the Yetziah could take place in the night of Pesach, but we'll already have the Gula. We'll be before, so it'll only be Shver according to Eliezer. How are you going to answer? Turei Evans Kasha, Libra Lazar, comes along the close of Megareba later and he says, Gevaldik, because I just told you that Rabbi Eliezer is what? It's about Midas Adin, it's about Chodesh Tishri, it's about Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayin, Abayis, Tshuva Mayasa. You have to do Tshuva Mayasa. Since you have to do Tshuva Mayasa, we have a famous Tshuva Lachsam Sefer. Sam Sefer, Chelek Bob, Tzimut Sani Ches, the Gabi Eliyo Novi, writes of Sam Sefer, there are two Chalokim of Eliyo. There's Eliyo's Neshama, and there's Eliyo's Guf. His Neshama is like a Malach, and the Goof that was nichnas v'chayiv the Gan Eden is like a human being. The Yisr Techumen is only shayach to the chelik of it's not shayach to the chelik of the neshama. Rav Lazar says shofar shofar dehainu. It's going to come on Rosh Hashanah. How could it come on Rosh Hashanah? The Yisr Techumen Teretzis Eliyahu Navi is only going to come when we do a tshuva mayosa because he's Rabbi Eliezer. He's Minas Adin. Minas Adin mandates that first you have to do tshuva mayosa. If you do tshuva mayosa, then you zoichet to the upper chelik of Eliyahu. You don't need Eliyahu's goof. You're going to have Eliyahu Navi's neshama. His neshama will come down on Kafei Nisharim and he's going to take out no Yisr Techumen. Mashenk in according to Rabbi Yeshua. I held even if you don't do tshuva mayosa, it can be what? He can be the goof of Eliyahu riding on the donkey. That can't happen, but no problem. We don't need it to happen because I don't hold of Rosh Hashanah. I don't hold of Midas Adin. I hold of Chodesh Nisan. I hold of the Chesed and Rachamim. It's going to be like the Gula Rishonah. The Gula Rishonah was the Mashiach of that time, Moshe Rabbeinu. He came before the Yad of the Pesach. So Abishter will send the Ani Rochei Valachomer before Yantiv and the Ani Rochei Valachomer after he already avoided the Yisr Techumen by coming before Yantiv like Moshe Rabbeinu. He'll go in and take us out in Yantiv. And now we have a lozen the and we can thank the Klaus of Megareba for the Gemalde Gestikot Torah. A good enough to have a good debacle. The hand count is pleased. A wonderful. Amen.